You're welcome.
Moving on to item number 13, it is the Quality Committee update. This update comes from their November 1st, 2021 meeting.
Hi, Mary.
Hello. By standard, we had a short quality meeting on November 1st. Since the sequence of the meetings of the quarter and the mid-reports as they fell, so the meeting focused on a mid-cycle report that will be presented. There'll be a Bureau of Justice Assistance Grant report that'll be presented in spring of 22. So that'll be a very comprehensive report that we can look forward to looking at, and with a lot of detail. And the meeting focused on the DQA, the Division of Quality Assurance survey updates, and that was the update that occurred for Comprehensive Community Services. It was the DHS 36 survey, and there was a plan of correction that was submitted, and that was in October. All in all, that survey had gone well. Aside from that, we had one community contract vendor quality update, and there had been a sanction for Ray of Hope. It was a community support program, and that was being handled with a corrective action plan. So the next thing, the big thing, was the hospital, and that was a systems improvement agreement. And in November, there had been an on-site survey on October 5th through the 7th. And we need to remember that we are governed for our quality items by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. So our quality standards are held to a whole different levels than quality within DHHS. And we just are held to different quality standards, and we really saw how the organization was affected as a result of the systems improvement agreement and the scrutiny that the hospital was under, and the fact that we came really close to possibly having to close. But we had the final survey, and everything came out. And I know Mike put out a letter that I haven't had a chance to fully read, but I'd like to thank all of our board members for wearing thin on wondering what we were going to do with the quality committee, and supporting myself and the quality committee and the quality staff in the hospital, and your ongoing support and making the tough, tough financial decisions that we've had to make as a group to continue to operate under the roof. And there was a quality patient safety update, and there were no hospital sanctions, and a brief policy and procedure quarterly report. So that is my report for November.
Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome.
Any questions from the board? Mary, you always do such a nice job summarizing the content of the quality committee.
Thank you.
So thank you for your overview. Since I don't hear any other comments or questions from